Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
From the 48, play action. Over the middle, it's Burton. Luther Burton makes a move after the catch and out of bounds near the 15. Caleb takes it, gets a block from Swift, and is in for the touchdown.
They've been able to come out victorious. In a dogfight where, you know, things weren't perfect, weather wasn't perfect, and being able to come out victorious is big for us.
Yeah, Luther Burton showed us what he got on that play, that's for sure. He wins by award for favorite play of the game. And also just use your damn skills against everybody, because that's exactly what happened. Burton used that body perfectly, adjusted to the ball, and then did a double move to get, what, 10 more yards on that play? That was sweet. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. The ball was thrown by one Caleb Williams. And last year, Marshall had talked about his theory of COE. It was an acronym we decided to keep. Of all the ones that have come and gone over this time, Caleb over everything still remains supreme. And when you try to figure out the progress that the quarterback made in a very important game following a bye week of evaluation, this is one we have to examine.
Here's why COE is so important and imperative, because without a quarterback in this league, you're not going anywhere. You can go a little bit, you can go down the road, but you're not going where you want to go, which is to Super Bowl contender and to a potential championship. So with Caleb Williams, the number one overall pick, they've got what they believe to be the guy. But is he developing like you need that guy to develop? We've seen so many horror stories and so many second runs with guys. Baker Mayfield's a great example right now of a guy who didn't work out in his first spot, had to go several different places before finding himself. But you believe Ben Johnson is the guy who can get him where he needs to be. So last year, it was all about Caleb over everything. That has not changed as we look to go on this journey to seeing Caleb become a franchise-level quarterback. And I think we have seen a fair development track that I think we can all get on board with. Even though he has not been quote-unquote Superman every time out, he's done the things in Ben Johnson's offense, which has made the offense function. I want to point out a couple of things. One, the Bears scored 25 points yesterday. They got out to a 13-0 lead. They scored on their first three drives. They didn't always get into the end zone, but the ball was being moved up and down the field.
They came away with points.
Caleb looks like a guy who is running a functioning offense to that point. They're in the top 10 in scoring in the league, averaging 25 points a game, which is great news, because I think everybody would sign up for that, understanding that, one, it's a first-year head coach getting his system in place, but also that Caleb Williams is having to learn that new system. And I think I can nitpick some of the things that Caleb Williams did not do well. Do you know how frustrated I got when they were up and Caleb Williams turns to his left? It's a 13-7 game. Washington's finally scored their first touchdown of the game. And on an important play, he throws on first and 10 to his left to DeAndre Swift. And DeAndre Swift has to go down, pick it up off the ground, which we later figured out it was off the ground because the play was challenged in reverse. That is a very basic play.
Yeah, that's the one thing that you were looking toward, was you didn't want that ball specifically to make appearances in later games this season.
And so I'm just looking for things to be pedestrian and everything that's supposed to happen at a normal pace to do so. I don't know that we saw that in every single time that he had the ball, but I saw enough of it, especially being on the road with the weather conditions being what there were, to say, okay, this is a positive step forward. Because let's be honest, most of these games, as we just talked about, usually do come down to the last couple of possessions. We've seen it the last 2 weeks for the Bears, or not 2 weeks, but two games for the Bears.
Right.
Caleb Williams progressed in showing, hey, defense, opportunistic, gets the turnover. I will get us where we need to be in order for Jake Moody to kick this game-winning field goal from 38 yards out. And that wasn't always the case. That wasn't how you felt at the end of games last year during that 10-game losing streak.
Yeah, and I'll say it. Look, Caleb left plays on the table. We talked about the mailbox play, the force play to Roma Dunze, I mean, with being blanketed. But there was the, and I know that Swift deserves a lot of credit for the catch and run, but identifying DeAndre Swift right there, the would-be throw to Olamide Zaccheaus, which we already talked about, that would have probably added about 50 yards to his total, by the way. And then, for me, the grand finale with Caleb Williams, and that is, I knew he was going to take the Bears. I mean, they had the ball in good field position on their own 44. But even if they hadn't, I'm at the point where I'm pretty trustworthy that Caleb Williams is going to take the team down the field and put them in a position to win. And that's the best part. Does the accuracy have to get better? Absolutely. Does identifying the open men have to get better? Absolutely. But there are also discernibly better things that he has done this year and up to this point.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. It's a mixed bag. But the beauty of a team sport is that it shouldn't be a multi-system organ failure if one thing isn't running at 100%. That's what we're seeing. We're seeing functioning play here enough to where somebody else is picking you up if you don't have a perfect game. It's just like Patrick Manley says. In theory, it should be somebody has the Olamide Zaccheaus game one game. There might be a DJ Moore game one game. You know, there might be one of those, like we had the DeAndre Swift game just now. You're not always going to have great games as a quarterback. You know, it's Dave Wannstedt, coach Jimmy Johnson, who always says, show me the quarterback who doesn't make the most good plays, but the one who makes the least bad ones. Caleb Williams kind of fits under that old school thinking. Ben Johnson says that EPA is a better evaluator of it. He wants those home run balls. But for now, the major thing I don't want to see is, for example, say he takes his team down the field in Washington, his hometown team, and it's not the result of a field goal. Say that there's a turnover there, or say he tries to do too much. That would be actual regression. What we saw yesterday was not only the opposite of that, it resulted in a win, but if you look at the Bears' drives too, they scored on the majority of their drives, and that's not even including the missed field goal that was blocked. So that would be that's a good number to show too as well, when you're scoring on that many drives, even if they're not touchdowns. Like, if we're talking about the NFC playoffs, then yes, you're talking about touchdowns. You're talking about the mailbox throw to Roma Dunze. You're talking about, why are you forcing it to him in double coverage? You know, those are the finer points. That's when you go from good to great. But right now, I need them to go from dysfunctional to good. And I feel like you're seeing that happen.
I think the other thing, when you look at what Caleb's been able to do and what Ben Johnson has told us. I think Ben Johnson's a very direct communicator when he explains what he wants for Caleb Williams. He says Caleb Williams is going to be his point guard. And ever since he said that, it stuck with me. Here's why. They're this team that has so many different scores, if we're going with like the basketball analogy, in that just get it into your shooter's hands, the 3-and-D guys, and shooter in the corner.
Yep.
And then Caleb occasionally could take his own shot. That's what we saw on the touchdown run early in the game. And I think for me, to watch Caleb Williams distribute the football and get it where it needs to be, he could do a better job of getting guys in position to make big plays after the catch. But just him not making mistakes, not turning it over, just like a point guard, you don't want to see a bad assist to turnover ratio. Caleb Williams has an excellent assist to turnover ratio.
Did you guys also notice there was a major nugget that I don't know that anybody in Bears media had discussed yet? that Ben Johnson was adamant about which foot Caleb Williams needed forward and back, and he changed his footwork out of the snap from center. It wasn't just in the shotgun that he wants his left foot forward because of the angles of the throws. That was something that we talked about a lot with Justin Fields. I'm surprised that it took me this game to hear that, Mark. I mean, after being at Hallis Hall, I feel like that was something that maybe the broadcasters got in a meeting with the coach or something previous to the game.
Could be. I mean, it's probably worth a follow-up on that, but I am honestly, I do not know.
Yeah, that was a surprising nugget that emerged during all of that discussion. That was something that we talked a lot about with Fields, whether or not he needed to be right foot forward or left foot forward out of shotgun. And then for Caleb Williams to have that discussion at that time, I thought that was pretty compelling.
Right, and especially when it literally every time we ask about Caleb's progression throughout the year, it's always about the footwork. It's always what's better, the footwork. What can get better, the footwork.
And he even says that he doesn't tell you when he's nervous. He doesn't tell you when he's excited. He doesn't And I'm not saying it like he's not like he's lying. I'm just saying he knows his job is to be even keel. But he will mention footwork when it comes to what he wants to work on. Like that's been something that he said multiple times.
I want to say this. Seeing him throw for the yardage that he did yesterday with the 252 and only one touchdown, but he did have a rushing touchdown as well. And I know a lot of people will say, oh, but he only completed 58.6% of his passes. I agree. That's not good enough. But guess what? Tough game on the road, bad conditions. Sometimes you just take what you can get and you can look at the percentages and say, well, Jaden Daniels threw for a higher percentage. But you know what else? Jaden Daniels is out here giving the ball away.
Yeah.
A fumble and an interception, and those things matter because I don't know how y'all felt watching the game, but watching that game, I felt like every time Washington had the ball, unless the Bears did get a turnover, Washington was going to score some points because that's how easily they were moving up and down the field. Even when Brisker gets the first interception, I was like, well, the Bears look good getting down for a field goal, but Washington looks like they're about to go in for a touchdown.
Washington beat themselves, but I feel like that's common with a Dennis Allen defense. Like you're seeing that happen where he's so good at disguising looks that he will make offenses beat themselves to an extent.
I thought they had a good plan against Jaden Daniels. And yeah, Jaden Daniels, what were his numbers? Jaden Daniels was 19 of 26, 211 yards, 3 TDs, 1 pick, and obviously that costly fumble at the end, but the pressure was good. The place where the Bears got burned by him is where I figured they would, and that was some of those big runs. He had 52 yards. It was his best game rushing so far this year, I believe. I believe he also had his longest run of the year. I think it was around 20 yards or maybe a little bit longer.
A lot of RPO offense out of both those teams last night.
Yeah, so that was the part that was scary of Jaden Daniels last night. Other than that, and he made plays and all that, and the numbers weren't bad. He did not seem scary last night.
Well, and also, did you notice that it took almost the whole game for them to start, the Commanders to start attacking the underneath routes. Like we talked about Ertz, and I feel like Ertz didn't really, I feel like he didn't really bust onto the scene in that game until later. But if they had just started going underneath on Ertz because the Bears were giving that up, and I get that there's a whole defensive philosophy behind it, but it can also lose you games. Like that's the other flip side of that is as you're extending drives because you're allowing that underneath in the zone, and that can also hurt you.
My favorite thing about last night's box score is I'm looking and parsing through it. I was like, oh, wait, how many yards did he throw for? Caleb had 254 yards? Oh, yeah, that's interesting because now – now he's on pace to throw for 4,008 yards this season.
Well, well, well. And again, I'll say it for the third time. If you could have added that damn Olamide Sekou, it's a 300-yard game for Caleb.
It absolutely is. Or if he had hit on the one to Rome. And I agree with this texter. He texts in quite a bit. They text in. And they said that Caleb gets caught sometimes predetermined on where he's going to go with the ball, especially to Rome. I feel the same way. We might be biased because you listen to the show, but I feel like that is the case. Am I parsing things here? Yeah, the Bears still won the game. We wanted to know what you think of Caleb Williams, too. I know we had a bunch of callers previously. This is another call segment coming up. 312-644-6767. Join us. What did you think about the offense last night? We do it next. We'll give the phones to you. This is Raheemy Harrison-Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.